Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 9, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 9. I see nothing as it is now. This idea obviously follows from the two preceding ones, but while you may be able to accept it intellectually, it is unlikely that it will mean anything to you as yet. However, understanding is not necessary at this point. In fact, the recognition that you do not understand is a prerequisite for undoing your false ideas. These exercises are concerned with practice, not with understanding. You do not need to practice what you already understand. It would indeed be circular to aim at understanding and assume that you already have it. It is difficult for the untrained mind to believe that what it seems to picture is not there. This idea can be quite disturbing and may meet with active resistance in any number of forms. Yet that does not preclude applying it. No more than that is required for these or any other exercises. Each small step will clear a little of the darkness away, and understanding will finally come to lighten every corner of the mind that has been cleared of the debris that darkens it. I see nothing as it is now. The practice for this lesson is to look about the room, and where your eyes land, say, I do not see this typewriter as it is now, or I do not see that coat rack as it is now. As I practice and contemplate this lesson, in the practice I did notice a thought saying, I had an intellectual understanding about it, about the statement, I do not see that candle as it is now. Intellectualizing that I don't see it as it is now because I'm seeing it from the perception of past thoughts, because I see only the past, which came from the last two lessons. But I stop and I contemplate the first sentence of paragraph 2. This first sentence in paragraph 2 says, it is difficult for the untrained mind to believe that what it seems to picture is not there. And so I go back and I practice with the statement, the candle I see is not really there. The picture I see is not really there. And if all things are thoughts that I see, the mind wants to say a thought with more weight is in manifestation now. But still, even that is only a thought. It's still just a thought. Believing it has form and manifestation, believing in the thought that it is there, These are just thoughts, that it is there and that it exists. This lesson seems to be hard to believe. I am resisting believing it. But the I am that I am talking about is the one saying it. That is a part of the belief system. The one saying I don't believe it is the same belief system as the one saying I exist as a body. It's all coming from the same false I, the same false identity. Who is the one that says, I believe that candle is there? It's the same one that says, the world exists. It's all coming from the same belief system, has the same root. And if I ask, who is the one aware of the one saying, I don't believe it? Then I go back deep into the heart. The one who is aware is the heart. And when I try to find who is the I that said it didn't believe, where is that? And when I try to find that one who says, I don't believe, I don't find it. Or maybe I do find it. Maybe I hear it say, I am. I'm the one who doesn't believe. And I look at who is that I saying, I said it. Yesterday's lesson, I said, was an experience of the three lines at the beginning of the book where it says, nothing real can be threatened. That's the I that is observing the one saying it doesn't believe. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. The unreal is the thought system that believes it sees the candle, that the candle exists. The false I is the original artificial intelligence. It's the first thing when the start of sleep ends and I become aware of the waking state. The first thing that happens is the artificial intelligence is launched and it believes it is real. And it believes everything it sees is real. But it's not real. So it's believing everything it sees is real is just as unreal as it is. It happens every morning. The original artificial intelligence program starts up. And it believes it's real. And it believes all its thoughts, which it sees in the world, as the world, are real. And you, the one who is aware of it, watches it. If you focus on it, pay it attention, then it continues the program of artificial intelligence and continues to tell you what you are. It continues to lie to you by telling you it's real. It makes up everything it sees and it tells you it is real. The lesson says it is difficult for the untrained mind to believe that what it seems to picture is not there. This is why we train the mind. This is why we do these lessons. We are training the mind to see that the original artificial intelligence program that starts up in the morning in itself isn't real. We train our minds to return back to the truth, to the one that is real. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to return back to my truth, to not get caught up in the artificial intelligence programming, in its story that it is real. Help me see that the artificial intelligence isn't my truth. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind. We sink into our seats, becoming comfortable. We let go of everything we think we are. And we ask Holy Spirit to show us the truth. We have a willingness to know only the truth. We picture ourselves sitting in a circle with Spirit. We are so intently listening, being in the circle with Spirit, that no thought that rises up can take our attention away from it. Our willingness is so strong, so dedicated, that we are unwilling to miss any moment with Spirit. And we ask silently, without words, from the heart, to be shown in whatever way how to believe in the truth. What needs to be let go of? And we ask to experience what is real. Help me to experience this so that I can know. And we sit in confidence in the circle with Spirit. Thank you for joining with me in allowing Spirit to guide us to the truth of who we are. Namaste.